Hello, EFAM.
Especially our West Coast family, we have an announcement for you.
Elevation Nights 2022, West Coast. Are you ready for this? October 25th through November 3rd, we're coming your way.
I'm so excited.
You can get your tickets right now at elevationnights.com. It's going to be me, Holly, Elevation Worship.
It's going to be amazing.
Unbelievable these
you
nights.
You don't want to miss.
So, if you're in Glendale, Arizona,
Las Vegas,
Sacramento, California,
Eugene, Oregon,
Seattle,
Oakland, California,
San Diego,
and LA,
or anywhere near those areas, we want to see you. ElevationNights.com.
Don't miss it.
ElevationNights.com.
Get your tickets.
ElevationNights.com.
We'll see you there.
Let's go to the message. God is really moving through this ministry. So thanks to all of you who give and pray and serve and believe and show up and invite and invest and do all the stuff that makes it possible. God is using you in a great way. And to that end, I believe he's given me a word today that will empower your spirit, encourage your faith, and strengthen your heart. Who's ready for the word of God? I want to call your attention to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 19 through 21. In this prophecy, there is a promise from God that he spoke to me on a personal level a few months ago. And sometimes I have to hold on to something personally before I can preach it prophetically into your life. But I believe today he's called me to do just that. Let he who has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Isaiah 30, verse 19. Listen to this awesome, exceeding great and precious promise from the Word of God. People of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. Eugene Peterson said, your time for tears is over. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Wow. The Lord put me up behind this pulpit today to remind you something very simple, but very strong. He wanted me to tell you, God's got your back. God's got your back. And on your way to your seat, just tell three people, I can't reach them, you can't, say, God's got your back. He's absolutely committed and connected to whatever is concerning you. God's got your back. Say it. God's got my back. Amen. You receive it. God's got my back. I need 13 people to put it in the chat. God's got my back. God's got my back. Amen. And I'm learning, at least in this season or stage of my life, how important it is for me to stay in constant communication with the Lord, because I forget that. I can't be one of these pray 5 minutes in the morning and see God again tomorrow morning Christians. Because that's too long for me to get in trouble. You give me 23 hours and 55 minutes between prayer times, I'm a mess. I mean, imagine this, that we would just talk to God in the morning, run off, see you back here tomorrow. You might not make it back tomorrow if you don't say something to God between that morning and the next morning. How many know I'm right? And has it gotten more that way for you? I used to be a little cockier. I think I used to be cockier when I was younger or something like that. But now just little aches and pains in your body will even remind you to talk to the Lord. I don't know if I could pick up my fork unless he helps me do it. I'm not trying to say I'm old and decrepit or anything like that, but just every once in a while, God will give you a little signal, like, you can't do this without me. I promise you, the whole thing will end up in the junkyard, and you better talk to me along the way. And that's how I keep my heart with God, just to talk to him in constant conversation. And I don't mean I'm walking around out loud talking to God. I do that too. One trick I learned is put your AirPod in. And that will help you talk to God. And people won't lock you up in a mental institution while you're doing it. That's a little trick I use. I like that. Just put that AirPod in. I just talk to God sometimes. Even if I'm driving down the road, I put the AirPod in case anybody looks over my window and sees me talking and there's nobody in the passenger seat. There is somebody in the passenger seat. In fact, there's somebody in the driver's seat. And if he stops driving my life, I'm headed off this road so quick. I'm telling you, I need constant course correction. So I was telling my son this, how your attitude is like that. You know, you don't just get in the car and touch the wheel once, unless you pay extra for your car to do that. You have to sit there and bring it back all the time. Well, our minds are like that. Our hearts are like that. At least mine is. Like the infomercial used to say, set it and forget it. I don't know if y'all ever saw that infomercial. Well, my heart is not a set it and forget it kind of heart. My heart is a set it and reset it and reset it and reset it and reset it. And seems like no matter how many things God does for me, it's almost like he's too good at his job. God is so good at his job, I almost forget he's doing it. So then I ask God to help me. And then I take off and like I discovered in my body the other day, I was talking about aches and pains. My shoulder had been hurting me for a while. It finally got bad enough where I called Dr. Gullickson. I said, can you help me? He came over and helped me with my shoulder. But he asked me, how long's it been hurting? I said, 4 months. Because I'm a man. I'm not going to say anything about it till I, you know, am only sleeping 2 hours a night because I'm waking up every 10 minutes. And he was angry with me about that. He said, why didn't you say something sooner? Why didn't you call me over here after 4 days? I would have been happy to help you if you had said something sooner. Or I'll tell Holly, I've had a headache all day. That woman has a pharmacy in her purse. It comes out like an accordion file when she opens it. Unbelievable. And she has all kinds of stuff with caffeine, without caffeine, just all kinds of different things in her purse. And I'll tell her, my head's been hurting all day. And she'll say, why didn't you say something sooner? And so that seems to be it with God, you know. Why didn't you say something sooner? Why did you run around